big things.
Don't act like
track number three. Ooh,
this is. And I think I definitely want to hear Jason go off on this one because this is the last song that we wrote, captured of the guys for this album, and I think it's pretty magical, man. So
yeah, it is. It is. I think the chorus is really beautiful. Big. Yeah, you know, we just stumbled in with Glenn and got on the piano and you know, started pulling stuff out. A couple of pieces that I had written for my son, Elijah. And next thing you know, we do our thing. You know, Glenn pushes us somewhere. And I really like the chorus in this, though. It's strong.
Actually, yeah, Truby brought this in on piano,
yeah,
which was
yeah.
cool. And it took a little time for us to transcribe it into guitars, you know what I mean? It was like, because he wrote it strictly for piano,
yeah.
And then it was like, hey, we like that, man. That, Trey's like, dude, I like that melody.
Now
man,
make, you know? Make
now,
it heavy.
Now let's make it on guitar, you know what I mean? And Truby's like, well, I haven't done that, it's just on piano, you know what I mean? This would be a nice time to fade into that footage of Truby playing piano.
Yeah, right? You know what, man, I'll give you a little insight, little personal thing that I think was cool about this song, because the piano piece was for my son, who's adopted, and then when I heard Sonny put the lyrics down, this is what I would see him wanting to tell his biological mother. It's extremely emotional to me.
Wow.
And I love it, dude. Because it's like, if you could see me now, you'd know you did the right thing.
Yeah,
yeah, so I've got a strong attachment to
this song. Dude, man, hey, slow down, dog. Slow down, man.
Take it easy.
I'm just saying, so you know that's where I'm coming from.
Well, I remember you.
You don't make a gangster cry.
I'm just saying that's where I was coming from.
That's cool.
Well, I remember you were a little bit reluctant to show it to everybody. And I was thinking it was from a musical standpoint. But
a little
now
bit
you've given me some more insight as to maybe what the hesitancy was, but
yeah, man.
Ultimately, I mean,
that made me. That makes me love the song even.
Yeah,
even
I never looked at that insight until right now in this moment.
Yeah, well, yeah, it definitely stirs something.
Because
in me
this is one of those tracks. It's not like, it's not heavy. It's not, you know. It's just, it's beautiful and a lot of
flange.
Times.
Yeah,
it's nice.
Glensies. We don't always go into the studio wanting to to do like extremely heavy songs. It's just whatever comes out, whatever somebody brings to the table is what it is,
what
and we
happens.
Try to make
and
that.
A lot of, I think a lot of the people always have different ideas of what POD should do. It's, hey, you guys should be more heavy, or you should do more hip hop stuff, or I think, you know, this is one of those songs. It's like, it's just, it was a feeling.
It's a good rock.
It's
a
good rock track.
I love the screams too at the end. I mean, to me, that's always been something you guys have pushed. And
that's great that you said that, man. Because the way I said, if you could see me now, I'm this song is about. You know, it's about my mother, it's about my grandfather, just, you know, anybody that has someone looking down on them, and that ties in with what you said. And
it's not just a rock track, it's got something in it.
Yeah, that's how we do it, man. That's how we roll.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.